Brookline could become the first community in Massachusetts to ban new natural gas pipelines. At town meeting tonight, residents vote on an article that would require heating systems in new construction and in gut rehabs be fossil fuel free. But, as WBUR's Bruce Kellerman reports, there is one important exception to the gas ban.
The proposed prohibition on new fossil fuel infrastructure and major construction is co-sponsored by 11 members of town meeting, including Brookline State Representative Tommy Vitallo.
When you're in a hole, you stop digging. We must reduce the carbon emissions associated with our buildings dramatically.
That's not just an aspiration in Massachusetts, it's the law. By 2050, the state has to reduce climate change emissions by 80% below 1990 levels. Right now, about 40% of our emissions come from commercial and residential buildings. Brookline's proposal hopes to speed the transition away from natural gas, which is a powerful greenhouse gas, to electricity that's increasingly generated by renewable resources. The original proposal would have banned fossil fuel infrastructure not just for heating but cooking. Proponents modified the measure. It will now permit pipes for gas stoves in new buildings. State Rep. Tommy Vitallo.
This was a way to say, let's get a big win and bring other people along with it. And so for the folks who really believed gas cooking was what they needed to have, you can still do that.
The fossil fuel infrastructure ban only affects new construction, but if you want to build a new house or a commercial building or gut rehab an existing one and want to cook with gas, it'll cost you the price of the pipeline hookup. Vitallo says it's a compromise that will pay off in the long run.
This is the way to do it that has the least cost and the least challenge on our society as a whole.
There's been little local opposition to the proposal. Proponents have held many meetings with residents and Brookline officials. National Grid provides natural gas to the town. Company spokesperson Danielle Williamson says the proposal polarizes the policy conversation.
We disagree that the imperative to decarbonize the heating sector should be framed as an absolute prohibition on the continued use of natural gas in the short term.
Williamson says the company's pipeline network has a role to play in a clean energy future, perhaps carrying biogas derived from decayed farm, landfill, or human waste. Brookline architect Kathleen Scanlon, a member of town meeting and one of the backers of the proposal, says constructing more energy-efficient buildings and the falling price of renewable energy will ease the transition to a fossil-free future.
Our research indicates that it's cost neutral, and over time, the operating costs are lower to go with an electric building system.
Proponents of Brookline's gas pipeline ban are optimistic. The majority of the 240 town meeting members will support the measure when it comes to a vote tonight. If it passes, it will go into effect in 2021. Brookline State Representative Tommy Vitallo expects Cambridge will be the next Massachusetts community to take up a similar fossil fuel ban.
And this is that laboratory of democracy, and we'll see different communities do it a little differently. My hope is that we keep pushing forward.
Vitallo has offered a bill on Beacon Hill that would require all new state government buildings be built fossil fuel free. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Kellerman.